Okay, so we were up to the Gemara on the top of Yud Bet. The Gemara says, "I over bashuk." So if an Am Haaretz was going through the market and he told a group of people, "Take some of my figs so they can eat it," arai. We assume that at that point it's still not chayev. So what we see here is that even though there is a transfer of ownership, like that clearly is happening, we don't view it as a sale. And that is going to be the starting point of the Gemara here. So Shmuel Amar, Di Rebbe Meir, this is reflective of Rebbe Meir's position. Rebbe Meir Amar, Ein Matana Kemechar, because he holds that a matana, a gift, doesn't count as a sale. Now, this line appears in many, many different places in Shas. The Rosh Rilio specifically draws on the one here in Bechorot in the 8th Perek. Ditnan elu she'en chozen biyovel ha-bechora va-yoresh adishto va-miyabem eshet achiv ma-matana devir Rebbe Meir v'chom omrim matana kemecher adkan. So there, we know that sales of Eretz Yisrael are only going to take effect until Yovel, and then Yovel, it reverts. So the Chachamim say Mecher is the same. And Rebbe Meir says it is not, and therefore it does not reverse in Yovel. So Shmuel says, well, you see that here, even though he is giving it to them, so if you held matana kemecher, so then just like mecher is koveya, so then matana should be koveya, and you shouldn't be allowed to eat arai. Now, what would the opposite logic be? So this is what we have in many places, is that even by a matana, we don't assume pure altruism. We don't always assume pure altruism. So if you look at the Rosh Rilio, he continues, So don't say, well, he's expecting something in return, and therefore it's not fully a case of a sale. Sorry, of an altruistic gift. So according to Remeir, the mecher is not. According to Chachamim, we'll say it is. Right, but the svara again would be that that the fact that it's not purely altruistic makes it like a mecher, and that's what they're arguing about. Now, the Achronim note, and this is important. I think it's also obviously the case that we use this phrase in many places, but they're not necessarily all the same, right? You could try to work out every single time in Shas, but it's also possible that in different contexts could be different standards. Right. So, for example, right, we have, let's take a case. We're not allowed to give a matnat chinam to in akum, but there we have many cases where we say that we are very loose in what it means to be chinam. Now, obviously, we don't require it to be a mecha; we just require it to be not a matnat chinam, but it can still be a matana. Right, but that's a case where obviously the standards of what counts as not purely altruistic, i.e., not chinam, is very, very low. I mean, other cases, obviously, the standard is going to be more demanding. This is one of them. Again, we're not going to go through the whole sugya, but the Achronim argue, as I said, that they're not necessarily all consistent. So, for example, if you look at the Nachlat David, right, he argues that the Rambam is consistent, whereas he argues that the Rush is not consistent. Just some of the other contexts where we see this, you have it in Bechorot, as we already mentioned, by the case of Yibum. But the other case there, cases there, as we said, are another context we did a few months ago in Daf Yomi, is Right, the Gemara has deals there with a case of what happens when a robber buys land that he stole from the owner later. So that in a case where he sold it, we assume that he's buying it in order to secure the deal that he already made. By passive cases, not right, by Yerusha, not necessarily, right? No. Right there, we assume he's not trying to do that. He's trying to get it for himself. But the machloket there in the Gemara is whether matana kemecher in that case. Now, that's obviously a more psychological one. You don't have to say that it's necessarily similar to here. Again, there are other cases, many other cases where this may come up. Another one is by Kedushat Beit HaKnesset. Does Matana have the ability to remove Kedushat Beit HaKnesset? So that is a machloket Rishonim. And again, it's a machloket whether it depends on the machloket of Matana Kemecher or on an independent case. Okay, but let's not get bogged down in this. Amar Rabbi Yossi here says, Divrei HaKohelim. This is according to everybody. So why? Yishtalilin debate Rabbi Yanai. I asked those in Rabbi Yanai, Vamrin, and they said, Nagin avin and yavin ilin li ilin bechakla. We would give each other produce in the field, va'achlin v'lo metaknin, and we would eat it without giving ma'aser because we thought it was arayin, we thought it was patur. Now by Yovel, they probably felt like the Chacham and the Matana is Kemecher. So clearly, this is even according to them. So now there's only evidence that they hold it, but we haven't explained why this case would be different. So my kedon, so come on, the Amar Melan kiblo alein et amayser. So right, you could have said that it's, well, maybe it's a different case, but the Gemara says, nah, it's just a kula. Because it's a kula in Maestro, which again goes back to what we've discussed many times, is Maestro nowadays the Oraita, is it the Rabbanan? And this is according to the notion that we accepted upon our on ourselves, right? That it's there for a lower level, and without rehashing that entire case, right? Therefore, the implication here is that really the whole Matana Kemecher, and this is just a kula, rather than a fundamental conceptual difference between the different cases. Okay. So, imech nisovatein metaknin vada. Now, if they bring it into their house, so then they have to give it vadai, because we assume they weren't mafresh. So, matnita. So matnita b'makom shirov machnis the batim. This is where most people bring it into the house and not to the market. And therefore, he's probably coming back from the orchard and he hasn't yet brought it into a situation of chiyuv. Avo b'makom shirov machnisen. Lashuk. Einon metaknin et demai. But if most people bring it to the market, and therefore it should be chayiv even before, because the intention was kemecher right away. So imetaknin ella demai, because if it was chayiv already, so then as we know, rov amearitz are maaser, and that creates a case of suffix. So im makom shirov machnis in levatim, if it's a case where most people bring it into their house, v'datanin and tlevachnis levatim lo yochel man arai. Then what about the continuation of the Mishnah that if the Amar says take it home, you can't eat arai? And the reason is because the Amar right, might have brought it into his house, but if we assume that he didn't, so then he should be allowed to eat from it. So mechev and shomer tol v'hachnes kimi shomer tol ani hichnas levedi v'sarati al yodecha. He says no, because when he says take it into your house, as if he said I already took it in my house, I was mafresh it, and he has no nemanut, and that's why it. We end up in a situation of demai. Because on the one hand, he's saying that he did. On the other hand, he doesn't have ne'amanot, so it's a classic case of demai. Alternatively, even the assumption, the implication, is enough to create the suffix. Now, this is based on the Gruz text, but the standard one is kemi she'amar tol ani maser al yodecha. And therefore, that means that, and the Bnei Moshe uses this, that it's, it, he says, he affirms that it is chayav, and he's just saying that he will give it on your behalf, and that's why. That's why it's chayav. Okay. The Marafol does yet another interpretation, namely that the Amaretz is not saying that it's already become chayav. It's that the very act of saying that he will give Maaser, right? Teirutzeh, the la'olam adidah ma'ir b'makom sharov makniz nabatim, seve lo yochel men harayim ishum dibidiburo shamru tol v'hechniz hukba, that the statement of saying, bring it to the house, did not come tol v'ani ma'asal yodecha, v'kemet shamru tol v'ani ma'asal yodecha, hukbu v'asar shuv lechol aray. Which is amazing, because that means he holds that the very act of saying that you're going to be mafresh, that is itself a kviot. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to its claim that the Mishnah is dealing with the case where most people bring it into their house for personal use. So Avo Makom Shov Machin Lashuk, the implication is that most people brought it for business. Ein on Eman Lomar Lo Isarti, he's not believed. Ein on Eman Lomar Lo nor is he believed to say he's bringing it to his house. Right? We just don't believe anything that he's saying at that point. Now, the Mishnah had said there's a difference between a case where the Amaretz offers figs to be eaten in the market and where he tells them bring it home. In the first case, we say he can eat it, right? In the second one, not. So nothing, lo davar miruba, if he brings him a lot, gives him a lot, afilomer lo tov echol, even if he told him, come and eat it. As if he said, take it home. And therefore, he'd have to give it as demai. If it's something that isn't eaten raw, even if he said, come and eat it, because he assumes you're bringing it home, and therefore, it's as if he said, take it home, and therefore, you'd be chayev or chayev midmai. Third case, and he gives it to a great person who doesn't normally eat in the market, because he knows that this guy is not normally going to eat. Right, in public, so that is he already knows that it's going to be chayev. Now this notion of eating in the shuk, right, is an interesting sugya in and of itself. Right, the Gemara says that someone who eats, or the Gemara in Kiddushin says that a ochel bashuk hareze dome lekelev yejomrim pasul leedut amar av adi idi baravin alocha keyesh omrim. Right, the Gemara seems to say someone eats in the shuk is like is right. First, he says like a dog, and then he says it's right, he's pasul le edut. Why? Because he's an eid bazui, right? Rashi says she ain't even shemain makivit al tzmein lo boshet panim. Echen ochal bashuk kol vein makivit al kvodo in a bosh lezalzel batzmo vili pasel. He's just not makbid. Right on himself. So it's interesting here that the Gemara is assuming that it would only be a Talmud Chacham. Now, of course, there are limits, or it could be that Talmud Chacham is more machmir. Right, and the Rimi Gash says, yeah, it's lam yishum di yifzal machmat rashu, lam yishum di yisur kavod. It's not really asur, yishum di pachot vi'arud, v'eno no kavod basma. He's just low level, and he's not honoring himself. So again, it's not a formal isur, and that's why he is... Right, it might be that only someone chashuv would be machmir. Right now, the Rajba says that the reason this is the case, right? Juvat Rajba and Yuchosot Ramban, he says the reason is because Ochel Bashuk Mizalzel Atzmo Bar Beilam. Even though he just Mizalzel himself, the Shema Gamkin Lo Yochush Lazalzel Beitu Do Do To. I'm skipping here, right? So he says maybe he wouldn't care about being mezalzel in his edut, as the sma there says, "Vachashina nami shea idu sheker." We have to be worried that he is saying falsehoods. Now again, right? When is that exactly the case, right? And is it the case that in our sugya there might be different levels? Right, so Tosfot already notes on that sugya exactly what I said, right? That there's a tension here between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, right? Because the Bavli implies that anybody who does this, it's a problem, where the Yerushalmi thinks that it's right, it's something that a Talmud Chacham wouldn't do. And we're going to see this more explicitly a little bit later, so maybe we'll hold off some of the analysis, right, explicitly in the third parak of Maestrot. It's going to say there, it's a Tanai Tani Shein Shivcho Shal Talmud Chacham Liad Be'o Chavashuk, that it's not the Shevach of a Talmud Chacham to eat in the Shuk, which implies that it's only, right, it's a higher, it's only something that, it's a higher level that you wouldn't do. It's not something that's usser. Natosfot there quotes other positions like Rabbeinu Tam, who says that maybe the isser is only if you have a whole meal, right? So it could be that a whole meal, right? That's something that no one should do. But having a snack, maybe that's something that's totally fine. But that's the type of thing that maybe a Talmud Chacham wouldn't do, and that's what we're talking about in this sugya. Right, so that actually works very well in this sugya. Right, another possible difference that's quoted by Rabbeinu Yerucham is that there's a difference between eating bashuk in front of everybody or eating bashuk not in front of everybody. Right, maybe in front of everybody that's where you're possible to eat it. Maybe not in front of everybody that's the type of thing Talmud Chacham wouldn't do, but other people would. Again, we'll see more about it in the third parak. Okay, so how you shnai? If there are two people that the Amorites offered this stuff to, Lazel Mar Tovach, all he told one, take and eat. Zel Mar Tovach Nes, and one he said, take it home. Zel Shamar Tovach Al Patur, the one he says, eat it, Patur. Zel Shamar Tovach Nes, Chayev. Now, even though he's giving at the same time, it could be that the produce is different, right? We have to assume that maybe it's different. Now, it's possible that this is not the case, right? Because it sounds like not that way, right? He's just one basket, he's just offering it to them. But if you follow the Marafoldas, right, that the very act of declaring that this is, chayav, right, it could be that simply saying that he'll be mafreshit or something like that makes it chayav, and therefore it's not different things. It's because he acted differently. Either he said he was going to, because he said he was going to do it, or maybe because he's the other possibilities that he's planning on giving it on behalf of the owner, right? So it could be that it's more that he's actually relating to it differently, as we saw before in the Mara Folda. The other possibility, of course, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Kuvbet Tedvav, is that it's just a low plug. You're right, doesn't make any sense. But he says that called me the Chachamim Kenu, the Chayv and the Kol Elohim Midar Abanam, the Chen Lo Polo Grabana. And that's, whatever. You're right, it doesn't make sense, but this is the formal rule. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Lav Matido, he says, isn't that implicit in our Mishnah that Ochle and Upturin, they can eat? We said that if we say take the figs, you can eat them, be Potter. Uval Ashar Val Chanut Chayav, and the owner is Chayav. Right, so the Gemara at this point is assuming that by telling the guests to eat outside their homes, he's telling the owner of the property to eat inside, right? Because he's giving it to these two people together. So even though it's the same produce, we're treating, right, we say that it's different because of the different contexts, the different implications of what he said. So Amar Biona. So Riona says, right now there's going to be a machloket whether this is an answer or not. right? Whether or we just leave the first question unanswered. Kan b'dmai or kan b'vadai. He says maybe it's a difference of d'mai and vadai. Namely, that the second case by the owner of the gateway, the reason he has to do is because it's vadai, and he has, riyat p'nei abayit because he's home. And they don't because, well, they don't have re-up and abayit. And therefore, that case is different. So it's not necessarily the case. It could be the first case is dealing with suffik. And the second case is dealing with vadai. And it's teaching you that in order for there to be re-up and abayit, you have to own the house. And therefore, only the owner of the house, the owner of the courtyard, is going to be chayiv when he gives it to him in this courtyard. But the other people who are just sitting around are not. Where the Mara Fulda here is an interesting suggestion that maybe it's more fundamental that different statements are koveya differently for vadai and for safek. That's the Pnei Moshe. The Mara Fulda gives two explanations. Right, he says first is Ramana Modim Sheina Matana Kovad Lokaim Milted Rbiyo Known Lataris Kusha Derbiyo. Right, maybe we're going back all the way on the Matana case, right? Namely that the Rabbanan say that Matana is not Kova'at, right? It's just by Demai, they're not, that it's not Kova'a. Lashon Acher, Logos in Devarah, Kol Olakan B'demai Kam Navayde, V'shut D'Girsa L'Elhi, Dahi Chanut Mayri B'vada V'achu B'demai Kam Ashalom, D'afilu Ha'chi Tol V'ach Nizchai V'achu Gav D'Omer L'Shneim Ke'achad. And now it's just going back on that and saying, even if you say to two people at the same time, right, the languages change the halacha. Now we say another bright that save lakot lachai shrim tainim b'shili. If you say go and take 20 figs from my fig tree, v'ani malik resi misalach, and in return I will take from your fig tree malik resi opator. The one who fills his stomach is pator. Va'ochal meminyan chayav. The one who's eating a specific number is chayav. And we'll see. You know what? We'll return to the reason for this tomorrow on your day.